Well, the 2015 Nobel Prize was awarded about 3 weeks ago in Stockholm. Each year, half of the six categories honor outstanding scientific achievements. Now imagine something like that pared down to a much smaller scale, but with a similar feeling of recognition. That should give you a sense of what the Lemelson MIT Grant Program is all about. It's designed for high school students who are creating scientific innovations. And this year, two mid-Michigan high schools have received that award. Current State's Kevin Lavery is here with more. Kevin, the envelope, please.
Gladly, Mark. The two awardees are Williamston High School and Stockbridge High School. They are among 14 national award winners this year. That's pretty impressive to think that Michigan's two award winners are actually from the same county. So when I learned that, I just had to check it out.
In the world of high school science, the Lemelson MIT program is kind of a big deal. It's not the Nobel Prize, of course, but for a teenage innovator, it can be a launchpad for a STEM field career. Scanning the list of this year's awardees, I was pleased to see some homegrown talent make the cut. So I paid a visit to Williamston High School, where I met Joe Rasmus, the instructor who runs the school's Math Science Academy.
This is for students who are exceptional and have interest in math and science. They apply to be in the program, and they take these accelerated advanced courses. But we also wanted to have outside opportunities where they could have some application and authentic learning experiences. And this is one of the big draws for being in the Math Science Academy, is to be able to have these kinds of opportunities. So we had a great group of kids that were interested, and then we started talking about our idea.
Joe introduced me to two of his Invent Team members. First up was senior Ethan Schrader.
This is the project you're working on, and it looks a little bit like a camera, but it's not a camera. What is this?
It's a system, and it's going to be a device for neurological developmental disabled kids and kids with autism that can't turn a locker, where they have trouble with fine motor skills. It's going to help them open the locker, where they're going to be able to put the code into the device and be able to put it up to the locker door, where it's going to attach to the dial and it will do the comm for them. And it won't change the locker, because we don't want these kids to get attention drawn to them for having the locker be different. We want them to be able to go through school and not be different than all the other kids.
How did you think of that as a team?
Well, one of our other people on our team had the connection with a group in our school named Peer-to-Peer. And what Peer-to-Peer does is it's connecting kids to these other kids that have developmental problems. And they met with one of the teachers that runs the Peer-to-Peer, and she had given them this experiment that they told them to put on multiple pairs of gloves and try to do things that you normally do. And it showed that students with autism or trouble with fine motor skills, this is how they deal, where it's really hard to do things. And from that idea, we thought, well, what's something that all kids need in school but can't do, well, some can't do, and we thought about lockers.
Kind of an eye-opener, huh?
Yeah, very much so. You can see how people that have these disabilities really do struggle and they need help.
My name is Anna Bowling, and I'm a junior at Williamson High School.
What do you have to know to be able to build something like that?
There's basically three different groups on our team. There's engineering, there's public relations, and there's fundraising. And the engineers, we have kids who are who specialize in programming, so they'll be the ones that program the software that will turn the motor for the combination. Then there's kids who work with things like SolidWorks, and will actually draw it and design the device that the kids will hold in their hands. So,
what do you think about this particular project? I mean, there's a real humanitarian bent to this project. This is not just some arbitrary machine or robot that, you know, makes a car at General Motors on the assembly line. This is helping someone in particular.
I think it's great. I mean, I'm a part of Peer-to-Peer, which is a group at our school that allows us to interact and socialize with kids who have disabilities. And I mean, I think everyone feels a need to fit in, and anything that can help anyone fit in particular these kids with disabilities, lead a more normal life would be fantastic. So when we talked about coming up with this device that could help them do their lockers, I was really excited because I see how these kids struggle. I mean, they have to carry backpacks that are 25 pounds because they can't put stuff in their lockers. And even kids who participate in gym class, they can't use their gym lockers either. So this would really just help them to not only be able to fit in more, but like go about their day-to-day activities in school with more ease.
Do you want to pursue some sort of an engineering or mechanical field when you have a career?
Engineering, yes, interests me a lot. I am also looking into possibly the medical field, and maybe if I could incorporate those two together in some way in a career, I mean, that would be great too.
Back with Ethan now. What type of field would you like to pursue?
I really like the engineering. I'm part of the engineering team on the Invent team, and I like designing and I like figuring out how things work. I've looked at multiple careers and I really am looking into like mechanical engineering and even aerospace engineering. I do like the idea of space, going into space or flying airplanes or all that kind of field with lots of physics.
You guys are the generation who's going to put people on Mars, so don't let me down.
We won't.
Joe Rasmus is the Invent Team instructor at Williamston High School. We've been talking about the new project that they are working on. They've just received a Lemelson MIT grant for $10,000 to build a combination lock device that helps people with neurological disorders. Joe, thanks so much.
Thank you for having us.
Anna Bowling is a junior on the team. Thank you, Anna.
Thank you.
And Ethan Schrader is a senior at Williamston High School, also on the team. Ethan, thank you.
Thank you.
It's a point of pride when your state produces a high school science team that earns a national grant award. It's even better when your state produces two teams. And the icing on the cake? They're within easy driving distance of each other. Next stop, Stockbridge High School. I'm no stranger to this building. I've met some of instructor Bob Richards' students in the past. Underwater robotics is the Stockbridge specialty. Richard's kids have traveled to the South Pacific and the Florida Keys to test out their creations. Now they're sticking a little closer to home. They're building an underwater unit that monitors the invasive sea lamprey in the Great Lakes.
The team is building a remote underwater camera system that also has water quality sensors attached to it. So the goal is to place these sensors in tributaries to the Great Lakes to track sea lamprey larvae and find out how it reacts to the lamprecide that the Great Lakes Fisheries Commission is putting on the water to try to control the invasive sea lampreys.
What are the sea lampreys doing? And by virtue of the fact they're called sea lampreys, that's telling me that perhaps they are starting off in the oceans, maybe coming in through the St. Lawrence Seaway into the Great Lakes?
Exactly. They came in from the North Atlantic as we opened up the St. Lawrence Seaway, and also in the bilge pumps of ships like other invasive species have. And they're doing a lot of damage here in the Great Lakes. Each one of those sea lampreys eats about 40 pounds worth of some of our favorite fish, our lake trout and our salmon. They're somewhat under control, but they're still a problem. And now the sea lamprey larvae are possibly developing a resistance to the lamprecide. Scientists aren't sure, but they want to control it because we're spending about $28 million a year throughout the Great Lakes region to control the sea lamprey, and if it's not working, it'd be nice to know and be nice to find out a solution. And the kids are part of the solution.
I'm Maddie Howard, and I'm a sophomore.
How did you guys get involved in building this project?
We had an idea from previous teams, and we kind of took it and ran with it. So over the summer, we came up with our own prototype, and then we actually submitted our idea to MIT, or the Lemelson MIT Foundation. And then we had to write a 15-page paper over the summer. And out of those 40 teams, we were actually selected to be in the top 14 in the country.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Over the summer?
Yep. Yes.
You guys are dedicated.
Yeah. We were in here quite a bit.
I'm Michelle Zemke, and I'm a freshman.
Show me what you got here, Michelle.
Okay, so we have a 4-inch wide clear PVC tube that holds our 12-volt battery that connects to our regulator, and we only shoot 4 volts of power through to our GoPro. And we got new connectors this year, which are, they're less expensive and nicer because they're more waterproof. And with the camera in here, we have a dummy battery, which regulates the power going through. And when we put the GoPro in, and we have it all watertight, and that's how we turn it on. And then it shoots the time-lapse photography.
Looking around the room, I noticed that this is an all-girl team. I didn't want to draw attention to that fact. After all, why not? In 2015, why should that be unusual? But sophomore Kelly Cool says they've turned that into a selling point.
That is almost exactly how we got started. The previous years, the girls and the teams were getting frustrated because we'd go to all these competitions and only the boys would talk and only the judges would only talk to the boys. And so one of the girls on the team said, hey, I did most of this stuff on the camera system. We should make our own girl team because they were sick of getting like left behind and not getting enough credit for it. So I don't know how we found out about the Invent team. We just found out it was a competition and we wanted to start with that. And the Great Lakes Fisheries Commission came to us and told us they wanted a camera system to see how the sea lampreys are evading the lamprecide that are in the rivers that are going to the Great Lakes. And so we thought that we could do it, so we started doing the project right away.
And any idea, Kelly, how long it will be until all of you guys have a working prototype that you can demonstrate and actually field test in the water?
We want to get it done by February.
Then you got to wait for the ice to melt.
Right.
So that's okay. So you'll have it actually finished. All the lab work will be done. It'll actually be working. And then you're just waiting on spring.
Yep. And we also want to get sensors in there for pH levels, depth sensors, and temperature sensors. Just so those factors might contribute to the reason why the sea lamprey might be evading the lamprecide.
There's an ongoing push in Michigan and the nation to recruit more women into the STEM fields. And so with that in mind, I asked the Stockbridge ladies to help me do one more thing before I left.
I'm going to do a little experiment before I end here. So there are 8 of you total. There's 7 of you in the room right now, okay? If you guys can raise your hands, and of course you can't see this on the radio, but we'll make this happen here, okay? Show of hands, how many of you ladies are seriously considering a STEM field as your career? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, unanimous. That's awesome. We've been talking about the new project at Stockbridge High School with the Invent team, an underwater camera system that also records lamprecide levels in the Great Lakes. That's being worked on here in Stockbridge. And we've talked today with Maddie Howard. Thank you, Maddie.
Yep, thank you for having me.
Also with Michelle Zemke. Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you for coming.
Kelly Cool also. Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you so much.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.